Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
I don't know if y'all caught Adele as the host of SNL over the weekend, but it was just as bad as I was expecting.
Oh, you're a hater, bro.
Well, she was the host, not the musical guest. And, you know, I mean, that's where her talent is.
To back you up, my wife watched a little of it, and I watched a little of it, too. And my wife said that she wasn't that funny. It wasn't that good.
No.
She said it wasn't like any other host. She should have just been the musical guest.
They still found a way to have her sing, though, at least part of some of her big hits. They did a sketch about The Bachelor featuring Adele as one of the contestants, but every time she dealt with The Bachelor, she would break into one of her sad songs.
I've decided to give the first impression rose to Hannah C.
Giving it to Hannah C.
Found a girl and you're married now.
Adele, sorry, I am not married to Hannah C. It was just the one rose. You're still in this.
I am?
Let me photograph you.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
Okay, Adele!
I will leave you two alone. Goodbye.
I wish nothing but the best for you two. Don't forget me. Sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
Thank you, everyone. Catch me next week on Love Island.
I thought she was great. So here's the thing. The sketches might not have been funny. The writing might not have been funny. But like, oh my gosh, I thought she was so good. And to me, a good host is someone who just like fully puts themselves out there. And I mean, like, you could tell she was willing to do anything. And her energy was awesome. And I thought she was awesome.
Okay.
Do you think that they'll have her back?
Yeah.
I mean, look, let's face it. I mean, everyone was really just tuning in to see Adele, like what she looks like now, right?
And she addressed that.
I know I look really, really different since you last saw me. But actually, because of all the COVID restrictions and the travel bans, I had to travel light and only bring half of me. And this is the half that I chose.
I mean, that was funny. That was really funny right out of the chute, dude.
Adele's transformation is widely attributed to the Cert Food Diet, which is a program founded in the UK that is also loved by Pippa Middleton. And this has become all the rage because of Adele's weight loss. It's often compared to the Mediterranean diet, which I widely research diet plans and weight loss programs. And this is typically at the very top of the best thing you can do. And it focuses on the protein sirtuin, I hope I got that right, which is the protein that's found in kale and EVOO and buckwheat, blueberries, matcha. But, and this is why I think I might be on board with this, it also allows for dark chocolate and red wine.
Oh, yeah. Dude, my wife, nice. my wife searched the diet.
Yeah.
She said, she typed in Adele diet, and then it popped up saying allows red wine and dark chocolate. She was like, sign me up.
I can do it.
She didn't care about anything else on it. She's all, man.
All right. To see Adele and to find out more about the diet, just text trending to 51993.
Ooh, speaking of dark chocolate, y'all, so there's a really good chance that we are going to have fewer trick-or-treaters. I mean, Halloween is this Saturday. But if you're like me, you're thinking, hey, this is great because there's more candy for me. According to a new survey, 83% of people say that they're still planning on buying Halloween candy this year, and that's great. I mean, you got to make it feel as normal as possible, right? Well, 40% of those people are only buying candy that they like I did, because they don't plan on handing it out, and 38% are excited they won't have to give any away because they're going to keep it for themselves, and they know they are. Dude, I bought the expensive candy this year. I bought, like, the Kit Kats, like, the Reese's Pieces, like, the cups, like, the OG stuff.
Because
I know we're going to have so much of it left. And it's the candy that will last you till next year. The survey that they did also found that 3/4 of parents are still planning to take their kids out for a little trick-or-treating this year. But they're only going to average like 5 houses to go to, where they're going to coordinate with other parents to make sure they're doing it safe beforehand because of this whole thing that we call COVID.
call your friends that live out of Austin and tell them that they can now have Franklin Barbecue shipped to their house. Franklin Barbecue, with this company called Gold Belly, is shipping you a 5-pound brisket and a 15-ounce bottle of Franklin Barbecue sauce for $249.
Oh my God.
This is the very first time Franklin Barbecue has ever shipped. And Aaron Franklin said it just felt right. He said, "We thought it'd be cool to bring Franklin Barbecue to the wonderful people that have been able to visit us in the past and to those who haven't had the chance since our dining room is closed due to COVID and travel is weird. The added capacity we have on the cookers made this decision an easy one." Okay, like, you can't get it today, though, because they are sold out. But apparently he's hiring a new cook or something, and so they're going to have more available soon. You already, by the way, if you do want barbecue, can already get the Micklethwaite Craft Meats, Terry Black's Barbecue, and Snow's also through Gold Belly. Like, what a gift that would be if you just ship somebody. Like, you know, Aaron Franklin brisket,
yeah.
Something from Terry Black, something from Snow's. Like, ooh, that'd be
all
nice.
Right, so let me do the math again here real quick.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much do you get?
You get a 5-pound brisket for $249.
Right,
that does include shipping.
$249, mm-hmm. All right, divided by 5.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus
How much
Christ.
Is it?
50,
so,
right?
Yeah, that's about $49, almost $50 per pound. But then, hold on. Okay, so let's $249. Let's say the sauce is $7.
Yeah.
Because
right?
We got to make sure we get fair there. And then 5 pounds. Okay, so that's still $48.
Bro.
$48.
A lot.
If you were to go to, I think the brisket at Franklin is right around like $29 a pound or so.
I guess that's right, though. I mean, because shipping 5 pounds, you know, and then they have to pack it, freeze it up and all that, it's probably $50 of shipping, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I've never understood these. I don't like, if someone were to ship me a Franklin brisket and I lived out of town, I would be like so upset because it's really not cooked by him and you have to reheat it yourself. It's never going to taste the same as eating it there.
You send a 5-pound brisket from Franklin to your family in Boise, Idaho.
Yeah.
This could be the best damn piece of meat they've ever had in their life. Are you kidding me? Again, for all of these stories and more, just text trending to 51993. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We can't thank you enough for listening to Mix 94.7 and through your phone and smart speakers on the radio.com app.